Unit 12. Audio 47. 1.
I'm in charge of a sales team based in Lille. Most of them are French speakers, of course. You might think I'd prefer it if everyone spoke in English, but in fact I've been anti the whole idea ever since they brought the policy in. I told them why we were worried about it, but they don't listen. They refuse to modify the policy in any way. And now that it's been implemented, we've got real problems, just as I predicted. They know I've always been hostile to this policy, and I'm very critical, I admit it. But one of the reasons is that I'm genuinely concerned about misunderstandings. And I told my manager that my team weren't sure about trying out their language skills and doing everything in English, but she was all for it, so what can you do? But things do go wrong. Last week we had to order up 15,000 new catalogues from the Paris office. One of my salespeople phoned them, and we ended up with 50,000. A complete waste of time and money. OK, in that example it wasn't the end of the world, but it shows the kind of thing that can happen. I say, if two people speak French, let them speak French. Otherwise, you know, you could just...
2.
When they introduced the language program a couple of years ago, I think most people were quite positive about learning English, though I personally had a few concerns. Anyway, they put on loads of courses for people who needed to develop their English, but in my department, technical support, we ran into a few problems, especially just after it was introduced. Most of my team are not really natural language learners. Basically, they are techies, and they weren't very keen on having to speak English all the time. They were very resistant to the idea of using English in meetings, and especially on the phone. But in fact, it's okay. They found it pretty hard to start with. Some of them were quite anxious about it, especially the older ones. But now they've been speaking English for a while, it's getting easier, and they've actually improved quite a lot. We can now deal with support calls from Spain, Italy and Finland too, and I'm optimistic that we'll be able to take on more work in the near future.
3.
Well, as head of the training department, I was asked to carry out a review of language use in the company, and when it was completed, we came up with the idea of a single language policy. There was a real problem. We had three different company languages. In meetings, you would get a mix of languages, or the majority language would dominate. And all the documentation had to be translated. So we had an army of translators and interpreters. And there was just so much paperwork, so much waste. So that was basically why we were in favour of the new policy. At the start, people were naturally apprehensive. And a few people were against it, but it was nothing serious. I think most of the staff appreciated it was the right thing to do, and they were very receptive to the whole idea. Now, I think it's all working out very well. Very few people have dropped out of the courses. We've already achieved a lot, and our different offices are communicating much better as far as I can tell. Ask me again in a year.